Well, howdy y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Last week, episode 88, we finished up our mystery project. The one that ended up not having ears after all. Because, on my particular models, they didn't quite work out. They also ended up with the arbitrary names of Kit and Roche. I dropped the N out of knit and the C off crochet, and that's how the knitted version is Kit and the crocheted version is Roche. R-O-C-H-E-T. Pronounced with a little French flair. Kit is just Kit because. Well, you know, in knitting, the K is silent, so I needed something a little less silencing. So I dropped the N and made it Kit. Anyway, I digress. So today's episode starts... let's see, a few days ago. Let me see exactly. It started Monday. I think it started Monday. Monday, I had to work that afternoon. One of my customers needed, she comes in. Now, she asked about, could I sell her some scratchy yarn? And I kind of looked at her a little bizarrely. I've never heard this request. Scratchy yarn. And I said, do you have some better description of its purpose? She was, I need it to make dish scrubbers with, but it has to be scratchy. And I said, cotton yarn? She said, no, that's still too soft. I've already looked. I need to find the scratchy yarn y'all sell. Well, this was a new one on me. I'd never heard of such a beast. Scratchy yarn. We don't sell a scratchy yarn, by the way. So, I had her describe to me what it exactly was the purpose for her project. She had bought some homemade kitchen scrubbers at a festival last year or the year before, one of the local festivals. The woman, when she couldn't find the lady again. So she spoke with some friends of hers that also worked in the yarn stuff. And they told her, well, that's just some scratchy yarn. You ought to be able to pick that up at Joanne. They got all kinds of yarn. So the woman come to Joanne expecting to buy a skein of, quote, scratchy yarn, because the one who told her to couldn't remember the name of it. Okay. Well, this is how the query ended up in my lap. Scratchy yarn. So we re-canvassed all of the yarns in our yarn department. None of those. They were all way too soft. Even for being acrylics, even the worst grade acrylic we had wasn't, quote, harsh enough. So, we looked at the cotton yarns. Nope, none of those were coarse enough. They weren't scratchy enough. So then we walked toward the front of the store a little bit. Nylon pieces. Nope, in the kid craft. That wasn't it. Those were too soft, too smooth. We looked at the twine, the hemp, the coarse jute rope sold in jewelry department. Nope, not scratchy enough. Now, some of y'all know that jute, J-U-T-E, that's like burlap sacks in a rope. And this stuff is really itchy. Nope, that wasn't it. It wasn't scratchy enough. That was still too pretty. Well, this woman left me confused. And I told her I honestly had no idea that if she had access to the internet, that she should Google it, scratchy yarn, and find out exactly where to purchase it at. And if she didn't mind, she'd make her way at some point back to Joanne and clue me in, because I was now very, very curious. By the way, no, I have not seen the woman again. Now, when I got home and I had some time available to me Tuesday, because I didn't have to work Tuesday, when I had a few moments, I Googled and researched scratchy yarn. And you would not believe what I come up with. Now, if any of you have been looking at the Yarns and Tales podcast Facebook page, y'all will be aware of what I found. But if you haven't, the scratchy yarn is, I'm almost 100% certain, considering my local neck of the woods, what the woman referenced is something called plarn. It is a condensed word made up of plastic and yarn. Plarn. It is made from upcycling plastic shopping bags. No kidding. It never, ever crossed my mind. I guess because I stay so busy with so much other stuff. But yeah, it's called plarn. And I was like, well, okay, ain't that kind of interesting? So I researched more on how to make plarn. Now, I found a couple of good blog/videos on making plarn for the purpose of making these kitchen scrubbers. And it's really quite an ingenious little concept here. I'm stuttering over my own self. I do apologize for that. You take your shopping bag. This is the wordy version. I did do one, you know, when I made up my own plarn. Man, I was taking pictures of everything. I'm going to put me a little video together and do a little, a blog post on it. So they'll be both available. You take your bag, your plastic shopping bag, and you smooth it on out. I mean, you flatten it out really smooth as if it were brand new. You know, follow all the seams and the creases. Make it smooth and pretty again. No holes, no tears, no stretch marks. Because those flaws in the bag will mess up making plarn, mess you up. So you take that, and where it folds, it divots in on itself, it pleats. You're going to fold it half over. Now, let me quantify half. Some bags, they're all made different. The ones I used are the brown beige colored ones I get from Publix. This one in particular, it will fold in thirds because the pleats on the to the inside are just that deep. You fold one, smooth it out, get all the air out. You smooth it on over. Then you flip the other side on top of that, and you smooth it on over. Now you have a beautifully folded bag that's about, give or take, 3 inches wide now. Now you're going to flip and fold that onto itself again, so you now have a perfectly smooth folded shopping bag that's roughly 1.5 inches wide laying on your cutting surface. Now let me stop for a moment here. Cutting surface. I did mine 3 different ways using 3 separate bags. Now with that in mind, I have more information. The first time I did the fold, the edges fold over in half with the edges meeting, and then folded that over so it was stacked 4 before I took my rotary blade and an acrylic ruler to it. The width to cut strips, I'll follow up with in just a minute. The second version is where I just explained I did mine in thirds because of the design of the bag itself. The thirds worked better, and then to fold it over. That actually worked exceptionally well with the acrylic and the roller, rotary blade. Gah, too much going on in my head today. My third manner was to do all the folding like the second one, but then I took a pair of scissors to it. Now, with those are all part of the step 2 kind of thing. Because to make plarn, you need the plastic loops. So you're going to, once you've got it folded and smooth, whether you fold it in half and then again, or whether you third it and then half that, you still need it beautifully folded and very, very smooth and flat. Now, I told you I used an acrylic and a rotary versus a pair of scissors. Between these two cutting methods, the rotary is more accurate for the smoothness of the strips you need. Because in doing it with the scissors, you will tend to cut slightly at an angle. That angle becomes a detriment in making of the plarn strips that you're going to link and lock together, because it makes little plastic points that will hang on each other when you're trying to actually knit or crochet with it. So you're going to take your acrylic, if you have one, and your rotary blade, if you have one. This is my preferred method, having tried it in scissors. Now, if you are super accurate with scissors, go for it. Not a problem. Once you're folded, you want to very neatly, just below the full handles, you want to cut that off blunt. Throw away the handles. You can't use them now. So now you have a blunt end at where the handles were. Now, you're going to want to let your measurement be 1/4 inch. Rotary blade it. There you go. And now you're going to dice this in 1/4 inch strips all the way down to the bottom seam of the bag. And then you're going to throw away the seam. It's gone. Now, you're going to end up with a whole lot of strips. The size of my bag, I ended up with roughly 48 of these little skinny links, bag links, loops. Now, I opened it up, and the size of my bag produced a loop that, when laid flat, measured 19 inches long. You will take the end of an open loop on your left side, and you'll open up another one and lay it to your right side. Overlap the top, your right one, on top of your left one just a little bit. Reach under the left one. Reach through the right one, under the left one. Pinch the loop, the right loop that's sitting on the left one. Slowly pull it back. Hold on to the edge of the left one, the tail of it. Gently pull those, and you'll watch them lock themselves together. Bing! It makes this beautifully smooth lock in this plastic. And you lock each one of these loops together to start building your plarn. Now, I know it sounds kind of tedious, but what I found was this really intriguing plastic, scratchy, once you start making it into a project. The edge of the plastic, the way it bends and folds on itself, especially if you garter stitch and knit. Because, yes, I did start working a project for next week's show using plarn. This week, we're just making plarn. So, you interlink all of these loops. Now, I had a spare piece of cardboard that an applique came on for another project I was doing. So, I just sort of started looping it around there because, well, there was some static buildup. And plastic, y'all know what I mean? Synthetic, zip, it sticks to everything. So you gently, I wound around my little piece of cardboard. And through the magic of mathematical intelligence, I calculated, and these are rough numbers. They're going to vary between the bags you may have access to, the ones you use. Like I said, this here is the tan brown colored ones that Publix provides when you shop with them. My one bag produced a ball of plarn that is 912 inches total, roughly. You know, I did not measure it out. This was the 19-inch flattened loop times 48 loops gave me 912 inches, roughly. So then I started converting. You're looking at roughly 76 feet or a little over 25 yards or a little over 23 meters. Of plarn from one bag. That's actually not a bad number. It's a plastic bag you got for free from Shoprun. Once I figured out what I was doing, to flatten and cut and loop, link the loops together, it took me between half an hour and an hour because static and learning with practice, you could bust it out in no time at all. So now I am working on a kitchen scrubber pattern that I'm mimicking one that I saw but I didn't actually read the instructions to it. I just saw the picture of it and went, hey, I'm going to play around and see if I can copy that image. So that's what I'm doing. And knitting up, because I'm going to do one in crochet too, but knitting up this plarn, I see why people would like this as a kitchen scrubber. It does produce a, quote, scratchy yarn. Now, what I also discovered is there's some other things you can use in making these scratchy kitchen scrubbers that don't scratch up the surface of what you're rubbing it on. Counters, plates, glassware, your fry pans with that Teflon coating or whatever. No, it. I can see why. I mean, it's abrasive, but not hurtful. So, you're going to match this up with some cotton yarn or some other natural fiber. So you have the soft side for washing and the scrubby side for washing. But the plarn, that was my whole purpose. You can use the jute cording to knit with as one side of your piece. You can use the hemp, but you're paying for those products. This is a plastic bag that you would have got from buying something else. This is free fiber material. You're going to upcycle it in half hour once you get the practice. You now have, people are selling these things for $2 to $5 a piece. A piece! From a free stuff. They're converting it, making it their own, using for what you put on the soft side. Most of us can use just whatever leftovers we've got in our stash. So that's like double freebie. We can use it in our kitchen. We're saving money left and right. And in this day and age, saving money? That's like hip hip hooray. Yeah. That means enough of that, and we can actually go buy a brand new skein of yarn shortly to have more leftovers from. And the bag that the yarn came home in, holy cow, it's just this one and never ending. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, you can make these and donate them, you know, or go to a festival with them like the original woman bought her original set from. But me, because I had never looked for another reason, because y'all know I was taking the shopping bags and stuffing kit and rochet with them. Because it's something that I had done with playtime pillows for my kids years ago. So there are boo-koodles of recipes. Oh my God, I must be hungry. There are boo-koodles of patterns out there using plarn. PLARN. Y'all should really, really check it out. I do hope to have my still shot blog post up sometime soon. That's hesitant because I have to work tonight. I have to work tomorrow night. I've got stuff I got to do Saturday morning. I work Sunday morning. I'll have Sunday afternoon that I'm going to spend with my honey. I do have Monday off. So Monday, I'm going to be busy, busy, busy trying to get all this looky-loo stuff ready for you guys. Oh, by the way, I finished my rocking chair project, the upholstery. I got all, I boo-koodled a bunch of pictures there. I got to build that one. Good golly, I feel so busy, but it's invigorating because it's that self-reward, the little dopamine levels, they go up because you're like, oh yeah, I am like superhuman. I am getting stuff done. You know what, folks? Get out there. Finish a project. You feel so empowered when you finish one of those UFOs sitting around. Guys, get her done. Get it done. It'll make you eager to finish the next one and the next one and the next one. And then, boom, you have such a free palette to go invent some more. Now, my time is up. I have talked all I can about the Plarn for today. What instigated me to investigate, what I found, learning how to do it, and then try to explain to you guys what to do. Next week, I want to talk some more about the Plarn, how the project is going with it, other projects that I've seen with it. We may even follow up with making some jute and yarn kitchen scrubbers. Go from there, you know. Upcycle and recycle. It's the world we live in. You know, recycle, reuse. With that, guys, thank you so, very, very much for listening. You know, if y'all weren't listening, I'd have no reason to really do this. My husband, he was just telling me about some of my download numbers. Guys, y'all like me. There's a handful of you that actually like listening to my crazy voice. Thank you. Seriously. It makes me smile. It humbles me. Thank you. If y'all are cold, warm up. If y'all are hot, please cool off. I don't need y'all heat stroking. If you are sick, take care of yourself. Make yourself better. Rest. If you're starting to feel just a little better, sit there and get some of these projects worked on. If you feel good, spread it around. Smile at folks. Take the time to just smile at them. Tell them to have a good day. Hope their bad day's better. You know, spread it around. You would be amazed at how contagious being happy can be if you just give somebody a kind word. It is. Kind words can be contagious. Like one of my customers said the other day, it does not cost you anything to be nice. And I completely agree with her. It don't cost you nothing to be nice to somebody. You know, but karmically, it's going to cost you a buttload when you're mean. So you just keep that in mind. My webpage, my blog, where I post some of this stuff, need to look me up, find me, figure out where else to find me. www.revlee.me. That's REVLEA.ME. We will holler at y'all again later next week. Coming at you. Till then, bye y'all.